This podcast is brought to you by BetRivers. Download the BetRivers app from the App Store or Google Play Store. Must be 21. Available in Ohio only. Void where prohibited. Terms and conditions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Sports gaming is provided in partnership with Dayton Real Estate Ventures, LLC, DBA, Hollywood Gaming at Dayton Raceway.
If you're a tennis fan, you'll love Betting Weekly Game Bet Match on the BetRivers Network. Whether you're a bettor or just love tennis, you'll enjoy the in-depth analysis each week of the tennis calendar. Subscribe to Game Bet Match today from your favorite podcast provider. You're listening to Betting Weekly Bundesliga on the BetRivers Network.
Hello and welcome to the Betting Weekly Bundesliga podcast brought to you in association with BetRivers, your hometown sportsbook. I'm Rob Daly and with me, former Premier League defender, Bundesliga broadcaster Chris Perry and betting expert George Gamble. We're looking ahead to match day 11 and Chris, our beloved Union Berlin, commentated on their win over Borussia Dortmund. They just keep on delivering.
Yeah, and my picks didn't go great last week, but a couple of my leans actually went quite well. And I said about Union being an unbelievable price at plus 200. And you couldn't get away from that. And you know, they came up with the goods. Always very difficult to beat. I mean, a big mistake from the Dortmund goalkeeper, obviously, for the first goal. Gave him a big leg up. But they're so hard to beat. They're so hard to score against. They're just a really well-organised team. And they prepare perfectly for pretty much every game they go into.
Okay, yeah. Boys. Well, let's. Sorry, George. Go on, mate. Sorry.
No, so yeah, I've got to agree. I think I mentioned to you on Twitter. I might just stick with the leans because we both fancied Union as a lean. I had them score twice, and obviously was happy to see that one land. But no, we go again.
We certainly do. Okay, so let's have a recap. How did we get on last week, George? You first.
Yeah, so I was sort of favouring more the first half action really. So I went with Leipzig versus Hertha. Leipzig's been at half time. And that absolutely romped in as they went into the interval 3-0 up, 3-0 to the good. Schalke versus Hoffenheim, the Friday night fixture. I'm always wary about back in those. But so I went with the over three Asian goals. Had a push on that one as we saw exactly three goals. Obviously, Hoffenheim claiming that 3-0 win. And also went with over 1.5 first half goals in Werder Bremen versus Mainz. But unfortunately, there was only one in that encounter. And then only one in the second half as well. It was quite a tightish game. So yeah, a win, a push, and a loss for me, quite even across the board. But yeah, looking forward to this week's ones.
And Chris,
yeah, we'll just not talk about my weekend.
What happened? What was the worst one that didn't come in?
Leipzig Hertha was going well. It looked as though Leipzig were going to be nice and comfortable, 2-0 up, cruising, and then second half Armageddon.
Yeah, conceded twice and it all got a bit dicey for them, didn't it?
Most of the games at one stage were looking really as though they might come in, but they all just seemed to just turn at the last minute, really. And it was, as I said, I spoke about Union win as a lean. You know, I had a little lean on Wolfsburg Gladbach at it being a draw. Mm. And again, that came in. Both of those came in at really good price. So maybe we should stick to the leans. I don't know.
Well, let's have a look at how things are going at the moment in the Betting Weekly Handicappers League table. We've got some ground to make up. We have had a few brilliant weeks there, but have lost ground a little bit on the other shows. But we'll start to make that up today, and we'll go to our match day 11 picks. So we do have no interest, in fact, in the Friday night football. So we're going to go to Freiburg versus Werder on Saturday, 3rd versus 9th. Actually, a very nice fixture. Freiburg remain in the Champions League positions despite that 5-0 loss to Bayern on what was dubbed Super Sunday in Germany. They actually play in the German Cup tonight against St. Pauli, the DFB Pokal. And George, you've got our first pick.
I do indeed. You know, that game against Bayern, I originally was sort of tempted by a lean of backing Freiburg on a plus 1.5 handicap, but they were utterly blown away, weren't they? They really were. And they were woeful defensively against Bayern Munich. And in my opinion, would deservedly be in 5-0. Just defensively all over the place. And I don't know, they just seemed to be off the pace a bit. And they weren't winning the second balls. They were leaving far too many gaps for Bayern to exploit. And I think if they perform in a similar vein against Werder Bremen, they could find themselves picking the ball out of their net once again here. As you've already mentioned, you know, both sides are in action today in the DFB Pokal. But Werder Bremen, they ranked third for possession one in the final third of the pitch. You know, they like to play with that high intensity. And I think Freiburg need to be careful here. And they really need to sharpen up defensively. The pick I'm going for is landed with some frequency this season when Bremen have been on the road. Now, they've successfully scored two or more goals in five of their six away fixtures across all competitions. The visitors, they're also unbeaten in all of their last nine away matches across all competitions. And the Freiburg boss Christian Streich has faced Werder Bremen on 18 separate occasions as a manager and has failed to win in 14 of those, earning eight draws and suffering six defeats. And for me, I think, you know, Bremen have scored in four of their last five visits here, but they just seem to raise their game for the tougher sides. And I do quite like Bremen to you know, be able to get on the score sheet a couple of times here. It's worth noting that Marvin Ducksch has removed from the Werder Bremen squad against Paderborn for disciplinary reasons, allegedly. But he's expected to be back for this encounter. You know, he's hit some form lately as well. I just like Werder Bremen on the road. And it's been something I've been tempted to lean towards before, but I'm sort of, well, I don't know. But they always just seem to deliver on the road. They're exciting to watch. And Werder Bremen to score two plus goals at plus 175 just also seemed a little bit overpriced to me. I was expecting that to be closer to around 150. So yeah, from a value perspective and also from a statistics viewpoint as well, Werder Bremen to score two plus goals at plus 175 away at Freiburg will be my first pick this weekend.
Okay, what do you think, Chris?
I looked at the game. There's lots of conflicting sort of stats for me.
Yeah, I know what you mean. You know, I mean, Bremen lost to Mainz, didn't they?
Both teams have scored in certainly two of the last three for Freiburg, three of the last four for Werder Bremen, over 2.5 in two of the last three for Bremen, over 3.5 in the last. But then when you actually look at Freiburg's home games, has been under 2.5 in two of the last three. Bremen's last two away games, two of the last three have been under 2.5. And you kind of worry. I just was a little bit worried about them. I think they'll score. I'm just not sure that they'll get maybe two goals. And that, but you know, George has actually been doing really, really well over the last couple of weeks, which has been brilliant. So I mean, and I can't pick a winner at the moment. So let's go with George.
I just think
a bold pick. It's a bold pick, George. I mean, they have Niklas Füllkrug, who's the top scorer in the league, but yeah,
I looked at Freiburg defensively. I know it's against Bayern, so you can't necessarily read too much into it. But there's been a few instances where I've watched Freiburg this season. Just they have that tendency to switch off sometimes defensively. They do leave a lot of gaps, and I just think the intensity of Werder Bremen up top, it could reap the rewards for them. So, and I thought at plus 175, it posed value. And obviously, as we all know, over the long term, you want to find those bets with value. And for me, I think the price is a little bit high, so that's why I'm going for this pick.
Freiburg have had a slight dip in results really since the group stage of the Europa League commenced, but they've been going great guns on the continent and they're already through. So wonder if there will be some rotation as well in Europe to make them fresh for Bundesliga matters. Okay, let's go to another Saturday pick, and this is Chris's first of the day, and it involves Xabi Alonso's Bayer Leverkusen, who've had a bit of a humbling in their last two games, Chris, since they beat Schalke 4-0 in Alonso's first game in charge.
Yeah, very much so. Yeah, humbled in Europe. Obviously, and then I mean, last week was a pretty disastrous result for them. You know, you really don't want to go and get beaten 5-1 at Frankfurt. I mean, Frankfurt have been really struggling at home to score goals, and the fact that they managed to put five would suggest that Xabi Alonso's got a much tougher job on than he maybe thought. For me here, I've gone with my bet that I really like to go. Both teams to score, no, for me, is the way to go in this one. I think Leverkusen have really struggled to score goals, certainly last couple of games. Both teams to score, no, in two of the last three Bundesliga games. Wolfsburg, both teams to score, no, in five of their last six away. There's been both teams to score, no, in the last four meetings between these two, and both teams to score, no, in six of the last seven meetings. And it just looks to me, Leverkusen, both teams to score, no, in the last two at home, that I think Leverkusen are going to be low on confidence. Wolfsburg don't score an awful lot of goals. Niko Kovac keeps it very, very tight. There's been lots of draws around these two. And for me, I think it could easily be a 0-0 draw. Both of them might not score, but I don't fancy both of them to score in this game.
Yeah, I'd be inclined to agree. I took a quick look at this one, but again, going through the data and obviously previous form as well, there was just nothing that really stepped out to me. But, you know, I wouldn't be put off that either. I think if I was to go on one of this fixture, it would probably be exactly the same pick as Chris.
Oh, interesting. Okay, so both teams to score no for Leverkusen Wolfsburg, which is 16th versus 13th for two teams that have been in the Champions League in the not-too-distant past. Staying with this sort of thread of betting, we'll stick with you, Chris, here. There's Augsburg take on RB Leipzig. RB Leipzig on a fine tear at home. They've won five in a row, I think, at home after beating Hertha by 3-2 at the weekend. This match, 12th versus 10th. Augsburg have shown this season that they can compete with the big boys. They beat Bayern 1-0 at home back in September. They're to play in the Cup before we record this one. So, Chris, what do you like about both teams to score no again?
Again, I think they're both very good teams. They've both been pretty good recently defensively. Augsburg, I think, are always set up to try and stop the opposition playing a little bit more than maybe concentrating on themselves. And I think they're always quite difficult to beat. They've only lost one of the last five Bundesliga games. But then they've only won one of the last five at home and they've lost three and drawn one, but both teams to score no in two of the last three at home, under 2.5 in the last three at home. Both teams to score no in two of the last three away for Leipzig. And if you look at the meetings, Augsburg have only won one of the 12 meetings at home, whereas Leipzig have won five of the last six. I actually think Leipzig might go here and perform as they have done when Marco Rosa took over. You know, they started really well. They looked really positive attacking wise, and they also look pretty sure defensively, and I just think they might go here and keep a clean sheet.
Yeah, this was one of those games where it was between this one and Bremen for me. Those I couldn't decide which one I wanted to make a main, so this is one I've actually got a lean on, to be fair. Ooh. So I was looking at Augsburg. You know, they're actually the most profitable side to back so far this season in all of the Bundesliga. And they've scored in all but three of their 10 Bundesliga outings. And remarkably, the only game they've won at home this season, as you mentioned, you know, came against Bayern Munich, which is some feat. And their last three home games have featured fewer than three goals. And they've scored just three times across their five home league outings. But Leipzig, they've been, for me, just dreadful on the road so far. So it honestly baffles me how a team can be so good on home soil in front of the home fans. But when they go on the road, they just look a shadow of a complete different side. And, you know, they're yet to win away from home at all this season. And they've scored just three times in their away games so far this campaign. But the biggest thing for me, and this is the reason why it's a lean as opposed to a main, is because there was too many variables for me. Christopher Nkunku and Timo Werner have been responsible for 10 of the 17 goals that Leipzig have scored so far this season. So that's nearly 60% of the total output. And so it remains to be seen if they're still out injured. You've got Christopher Nkunku, he's picked up an injury, and Timo Werner's picked up an infection. So it was a case of, you know, if they're available for this one, then yeah, maybe I could potentially side with them. But if they're not, you've lost an awful lot of output and you've lost the kind of the goals of the side, really. Because if they are out, who's going to step up and be their reliable goal scorer? The next top scorer for them is Willy Orban. He's a defender. So, you know, the set pieces could be key. So for me, just a lot depends on if the aforementioned Nkunku and Werner are available. But if they're not, I quite like the unders. But it's like I said, it's only going to be a lean because there's just too many unknowns, unknown quantities for me. And under 2.5 goals is priced up at plus 148. And I thought that had a little bit of juice in it. But for me, yeah, this is kind of a wait and see. But yeah,
not just like similar energy, really.
It was between the two for me, George, between both teams to score and I went under 2.5, without a doubt. Absolutely. Under 2.5 in four of the last five at home for Augsburg.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, in terms of the goal-getting, Yusuf Poulsen got a couple in the week against Hamburg as they won 4-0 in the DFB Pokal. Chris, quick one on this. Leipzig play Real Madrid, don't they, on Tuesday in the Champions League? Absolutely massive game. Madrid are already through. I think even though they've got 10 points, I don't think they can be caught by Leipzig and Shakhtar. I think Real Madrid are through. Leipzig at home on Tuesday. This is a young group of players. Can they keep their mind focused on the matter at hand of Saturday when the most glamorous tie, in essence, in European football awaits them in a few days' time?
It's difficult. It's difficult, isn't it? You know, it's Real Madrid. And Real Madrid is huge. Whatever way you look at it, for these players, and there's still players there that have come through from the lower divisions with Leipzig. You know,
absolutely.
Willy Orban's been there a long, long time now. You know, there's still a couple of players around there. And Real Madrid, I mean, this is it. This is as big as it gets in the Champions League. It's huge.
Okay, let's see how they get on then on Tuesday. But before that, RB Leipzig away at Augsburg. Let's go to the top spiel, the late kickoff on Saturday. It probably is the standout fixture of the weekend. Bruce, you mentioned Gladbach against Eintracht Frankfurt, sixth versus fifth. Only goal difference is keeping Frankfurt out of the Champions League spots, despite that aforementioned 5-1 win against Xabi Alonso's Leverkusen. Randall Colomwani back from suspension and back scoring at the weekend in that victory. Even former Leverkusen man Lucas Alario was on the score sheet. They won at Stuttgart to kickers in the cup midweek. There were some big matches on the horizon, Frankfurt against Marseille in the Champions League and Dortmund too. Gladbach have followed up with that derby win with Köln, with a draw at Wolfsburg, and then they lost to Darmstadt in the cup this week. So a bit of a disappointing result. Let's see what George has got for us here. George.
Yeah, well, I think you have to say overall, Daniel Farke is proving me wrong, isn't he? He's doing all right. The Gladbach faithful appear to like him. But yeah, looking at this one, Eintracht have won two of their four away Bundesliga games. But for me, you know, those wins came against the Werder Bremen outfit that we've already mentioned, struggle at home, and they edged that one 4-3. And the other one came away to Stuttgart, who've won just once all season. With Gladbach, they've won four of their five games at Borussia Park, which include victories over teams such as Hoffenheim, Leipzig. And as you mentioned, they blew Köln away via a 5-2 scoreline in their last home game. And they're also unbeaten in 13 of their last 15 matches across all competitions. But this was obviously at the time. And you mentioned that loss during the week. And I don't think it'll have a big impact on this game. I really don't. You know, you have off days, and at home soil against Eintracht, I think they'll be back firing on all cylinders personally. They've scored an average of 2.4 goals in their home league games this season. They've won six of their last seven home matches overall in the league. They've also scored 13 goals across their last 14 meetings between these two at this venue, winning three of those. And Gladbach haven't been beaten in seven of their eight most recent clashes with Frankfurt in the Bundesliga. They're conceding an average of less than a goal per game at home so far this term. And as you mentioned, Eintracht were in action yesterday at DFB Pokal. They beat Stuttgart to kickers. And it's a quick turnaround because they named a fairly strong lineup in that one. But I was kind of looking at sort of previous season prices when these two meet. And Gladbach, the previous two league meetings with Frankfurt at this venue, saw them priced up at plus 106 and plus 137. And they actually won at the bigger price. But for me, I still think plus 120 is a little bit too steep for a value perspective. I like a home victory. I really do. I just think Gladbach will have the edge here in front of their home fans. And that plus 120 is a very, very generous price considering their form on home soil so far this term. So for me, it was kind of straightforward. And I know Eintracht can be a little bit tricky. You know, one week they're utterly abysmal and the next they look like they should be, you know, fighting at the top table.
When they lost to Bochum, I mean, we didn't know what to make of them.
Exactly.
At that one.
Yeah. We mentioned who saw that one coming? Absolutely no one. And it's kind of just perfectly typifies the way Eintracht are as a club. But for me, I really like a Gladbach win here at plus 120.
I think that looks a good price, actually. Okay, two more games to get to, and these are both on Sunday. So, Chris, let's get to your third and final pick, and it involves Hertha Schalke. Now, at the time of recording, in the last couple of hours, Schalke have sacked their head coach, Frank Kramer, after back-to-back defeats to Hoffenheim, 5-1 in the Cup, and then 3-0 in the Bundesliga. This is what Ruven Schroeder, the sporting director, said at Schalke. It was his birthday yesterday, so he was probably just working out to do... that was how he spent his birthday, working out to sack of the manager. After achieving promotion last season, our goal for the new campaign was to remain in the Bundesliga. Until recently, we were convinced that we could turn things around with the current coaching setup. But from our point of view, we've now reached a point in time that we have to make the change. Hard to argue. They are in dire straits. And what have you picked up here, Chris, for their visit to the capital?
Yeah, I've gone... I just don't see there being a lot of goals in this game. Hertha don't score a lot of goals. They've drawn four of their last five games. And I just think this is a real cagey affair. Whether a new manager bounce might come in a little bit with Schalke, I'm not sure. But they've not won any of their last 33 away Bundesliga games. I mean, it's incredible. They've only won one of the last 11 Bundesliga games, under 2.5 in three of their last four away. There's been under 2.5 goals in four of the last six meetings between these two with Schalke as the away team. And I just think this is going to be a really cagey affair, probably even more cagey now as a new manager, because they're going to go there and be probably more difficult to beat. Mm-hmm. And I just wonder if this might be under 2.5 goals here at plus 115. I actually thought it was quite good value. I can see it being really tight.
Yeah, for sure. I couldn't agree more. I think particularly with that, the news about Schalke now being managerless, and yeah, this game's just set up for me for definitely unders. I just don't see there being a massive load of goals. I think it's kind of straightforward, and Chris has gone into the reasoning there. It's, you know, you've got one side doesn't score many goals, and another side is going to look to be a bit more resolute, but don't score many themselves either. I think it's kind of obvious, you know, the go-to is the unders here. So yeah, I completely agree 100% with Chris on this game.
Okay, we're signing off with our beloved Union Berlin after they beat Borussia Dortmund 2-0 last weekend to maintain a top spot in Germany. The question is being asked, can they really do what Leicester did a few years ago, even, and shock everyone by winning the league? It is their best ever start to a season, and that includes both top tiers of German football, Bundesliga 2 and the Bundesliga. Bochum, meanwhile, bottom of the standings, looks nailed on for an Union win. And you think there's some value in the price, George?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, in terms of can they win the title? I mean, who knows? Football's a crazy game, isn't it? But I think realistically, a top four charge is probably more likely in the long run. But, you know, more than happy for them to keep surprising us and keep this run going. A lot can be made when a team, you know, has such a brilliant result as they did against Dortmund. A lot of time, well, the only way is down after that, isn't it? But as I mentioned, Union Berlin just keeps surprising us. And I think, you know, they can continue that run here. Bochum have lost 9 of their last 11 matches in the league. And as you mentioned, they look to have earned a confidence boost in 3-0 win at home to Frankfurt recently. But they followed that up with a 4-1 loss away to Stuttgart. Union are undefeated in 16 of their last 17 matches and come off the back of, I mentioned, that 2-0 win against Dortmund. But they show plenty of energy. They flooded forward with numbers in attack, but equally, they were getting numbers back to defend. And you just saw a real team dynamic, a real unit there. And I think that's been the catalyst behind their success so far this season, just that team dynamic. Bochum were in action yesterday in the DFB Pokal. They beat Elversberg 1-0 away from home. Mm-hmm. And obviously Union play at home later on today. But just one of Union's 5 away league matches have featured 3 or more goals. And I'm expecting a fairly tight encounter here. I don't think Union will blow Bochum away by any stretch. I think the visitors just need to possibly be patient because Bochum's defence is just prone to making so many errors, and Union are one of the best sides at capitalising on individual mistakes. And they're also excellent defensively, have kept a clean sheet in all of their last 4 matches across all competitions. And Bochum are conceding an average of 2.4 goals per home game. And in the 4 games they've played against sides currently in the top 5, they've lost 3. 9 of the 10 teams to play Bochum have scored. And just for me, it just seems relatively unlikely that Union won't find a way through at some point. As you mentioned, it's top versus bottom. And like I said, it's unlikely to be a complete walkover, but I just can't ignore minus 105 on Union Berlin going away to Bochum, bottom of the league, and picking up another win. You know, minus 105 just seems a fairly safe bet for me, a fairly good price. So yeah, my final bet for this weekend will be an Union Berlin win at minus 105.
Yeah, I'm in complete agreement. I mean, it just seems a ridiculous price, minus 105 for Union. I mean, it was a ridiculous price last week to beat Dortmund. They beat Dortmund. And again, minus 105 to go to the bottom team in the table, a team that's playing as well as Union. You know, they've won 4 of the last 5 meetings as well between these two teams. They won their 1-0 last season. I could see it being, as George said, tight, a 1-0, maybe 2-0 again. But you have to back Union at the moment, particularly going to Bochum.
Yeah.
Okay, there's also an injury doubt for Union. I've not checked what's happened with him, but Jordan Sabatiu, John Pifok, whatever you want to call him, he wants to just be known as Jordan. He did come off injured against Dortmund at the weekend, but they look very convincing defensively. Okay, so what's probably worth doing at this point now is recapping on what the picks are for this week. So this is what they look like at the moment. This is what Chris is going for. This is what George is going for. Boys, let's get your picks of the week, starting with you, Chris.
I think my pick of the week will be Hertha versus Schalke under 2.5 goals at plus 115.
And mine will, it's got to be Union Berlin to win away at bottom of the table, Bochum, at minus 105.
Okay, boys, great work. That's all we have time for now. We'll be back next time. A reminder to follow us on Twitter at Because We Win. We can get more advice from all of the experts across the raft of shows on the BetRivers Network, and all the prices are available at the BetRivers website. From Chris, George and myself, it's goodbye and we'll see you next time.
Thanks for listening to Betting Weekly Bundesliga on the BetRivers Network.